Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of July 18th, 2022, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI Pick of the Week. The Pick of the Week is going to be Nope, which is the greatest movie title I think I've ever heard. Jordan Peele's movie is a sci-fi thriller involving an extraterrestrial appearance in a small town. Not much is really known about the movie or the plot in any real detail. However, given Peele's talent for filmmaking, I'm sure this is going to be worth it. All right, for TV pages, on Monday, nothing. Tuesday, Fox has the 2022 MLB All-Star Game. A&E has the Origins of Hip-Hop finale, History Channel has the Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch finale, and TLC has the finale of Little People Big World. For Wednesday, ABC has the ESPYs live, CW you have the finale of Wellington Paranormal. For Thursday, FX has the finale of The Old Man. For Friday, CBS has the premiere of Secret Celebrity Renovations, and Nat Geo has the premiere of Caesar Milan, Better Human, Better Dog. Saturday, HBO, they have the premiere of Bob's Burger Movie, and for Sunday, nothing. For movies coming out this week, the only thing coming out this week is Nope. For Blu-rays coming out, you have the Bob's Burger Movie and Drive My Car. For online services, Netflix, there's David A. Arnold, It Ain't for the Week. Virgin River, The Gray Man, Blown Away. Hulu, there's Aftershock, Prime, Anything's Possible. And for HBO, you have Almost Fly, Pacto Brutal, Rap Shit, and The Last Movie Stars. For video games, there's As Dusk Falls, Endling, Extinction is Forever, Fallen Angel, Stray, Bright Memory Infinite, Koromon, and Live a Live. For GUI News this week, you've got new episodes of all of our shows, pretty much, but the schedule is subject to change. For one more thing, with how popular The Boys have become over the three-season run, it's not surprising that Amazon wants to do even more with it. The first taste was Diabolical. It was the animated anthology featuring a star-studded cast and bloody action on par with the core series. And now, after talking about the series for quite some time, you've got yourself a title for the second spin-off series in the show's universe. On Friday, Amazon formally announced that Gen V was in production. The series is helmed by Agent Carter writers Michelle Frakis and Tara Butlers, focusing on a group of students at America's only college exclusively for young adult superheroes. With the aim of getting the best contracts, the show's description is part college show, part Hunger Games, with all the heart, satire, and raunch of The Boys. All right, with as horrible as the people are on The Boys, just think how horrible the people are going to be as college students. I know most people generally get better as human beings when they get older, so how fucked up are these kids going to be? Look for Gen V to arrive on Prime Video in the near future, and The Boys are expected to return for the Season 4 in 2023. Alright, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce, and of course, all of these things happen because I'm from the future. So be nice to yourself and each other.
GUIPodcast.com.